This goes to Dr. Michael McConnon. It's M like Mary, C, capital C, O, N like November, N like November, O, N like November. Fax 989-953-5329. Date of birth, patient, Kathleen with a K, middle initial L like Lucy, Russell, R-U-S-S-E-L-L. Date of birth 7/28/1948. Dear Dr. McConnon, this is a consultation for Mrs. Russell, who was sent for evaluation of stage 3 chronic kidney disease, which was present and noted ever since her most recent cardiac catheterization in November of 2021. Prior to that, it looks like creatinine level was running around 0.9. So she did have a cardiac catheterization, and 4 stents were placed in November of 2021. And then following that, the creatinine has increased and sort of stayed at a baseline. February 13th, 2022, creatinine is 1.2, estimated GFR 44, 329 of 22, creatinine 1.1, GFR 49, April 12th, 22, creatinine 1.1 again. Then May 19th, 2022, creatinine 1.3, estimated GFR is 40. The patient has extremely bad heart failure with an ejection fraction around 15%. She has chronic shortness of breath, recurrent pneumonia and sinusitis, and she does see the local pulmonologist, Dr. Obaid, every 3 months. She's currently on oxygen for this visit. She knows that she has a very bad heart, and she does receive meals in the home that are brought to her 5 days a week with frozen meals for the weekend, and she does have housekeeping help provided also. She does have friends and family that assist her since she is alone, a widow, and she still lives alone. She's unable to drive, but she is able to perform her own self-care. And she's able to heat the meals in a microwave or in a oven as needed. Currently, she denies chest pain, but she has a severe cough. She is on Omnicef, O-M like Mary, N like November, I-C-E-F, for a sinus infection with bronchitis. She has 3 more days left of the antibiotic, and she feels like it's getting better. It's just not completely better. She also has problems with fatigue, chronic fatigue, and she's wheelchair-bound today, although she is able to bear weight. No recent falls or syncopal episodes, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena. Minimal, no edema of the lower extremities, but she's got known poor circulation in her lower extremities. Her toes are always cool. That's been present. She's had cold and bluish-colored toes for many years, she says, prior to the any cardiac catheterizations. She's had no known procedures done to her legs recently to look for peripheral artery disease in that in those areas. Past medical history is significant for coronary artery disease, severe COPD, oxygen dependent, type 2 diabetes, allergic rhinitis with recurrent sinusitis, hypertension, currently hypotensive, hyperlipidemia, depression, severe congestive heart failure with very poor ejection fraction, around 15%, restless legs, hypothyroidism, iron deficiency anemia per history, not currently, chronic sinusitis that is recurrent, and poor circulation of her feet. Past surgical history, she had placement of the ICD and pacemaker in April of 2022. Her last cardiac catheterization in the femoral artery was 11 of 2021 with 4 stents placed. She also had a previous cardiac cath with stenting in the right coronary artery and the LAD. She's had a cholecystectomy, a tubal ligation, and a right carotid angioplasty. She's not sure if stents were placed in the carotid artery. Social history, She's never smoked cigarettes, but she lived with her husband who was a chronic smoker, so she was exposed to secondhand smoke her entire life. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She's a widow, she lives alone, and she's retired and disabled. Family history is significant for coronary artery disease, type 2 diabetes, thyroid disease, hypertension, and COPD. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she has no known drug allergies. Medications, Plavix, 75 milligram daily. Losartan is 12.5 milligram daily. Ranexa, 500 milligram every 12 hours. Ventolin inhaler every 4 to 6 hours as needed for shortness of breath or wheezing. Singulair, 10 milligram daily. Synthroid is 75 microgram daily. Ativan, 0.5 milligram once daily as needed. Voltaren gel, she can apply that topically 3 times a day as needed. Nasacort nasal spray, Lipitor, 40 milligram daily. Atrovent, 2 sprays to each nostril once daily. Requip, 1 milligram, she takes 2 milligrams twice a day. Effexor is 150 milligram once daily. Atrovent albuterol inhaler per nebulizer every 6 hours as needed. Glipizide is 5 milligram twice a day. Claritin, 10 milligram daily. Trazodone, 50 milligram daily. Bumex, 1 milligram daily. Recently, spironolactone was discontinued. Iron is ferrous sulfate, 325 milligram daily. Metoprolol, 25 milligram, 2 tablets daily. Brio Ellipta, 1 inhalation daily. CoQ10, 100 milligram daily. Magnesium oxide is 400 milligram twice a day. And the Omnicef is 300 milligram every 12 hours for the next 3 days. She's not using any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Physical exam, height is 58 inches, weight 158. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 110 over 64. Pulse 72. Oxygen saturation is 91% on 2 liters of oxygen. She is alert and oriented. She appears pale. She does have a harsh cough. During the visit, her oxygen, on-demand oxygen unit ran out of power, and she did not have her charger with her to plug it in, so we were able to use our in-office oxygen to help her complete the visit, since she must stay on oxygen two liters continuously, and she had no distress when we switched over. Neck is supple. She does have mild JVD. No lymphadenopathy. Lungs have inspiratory rails and bilateral bases. Heart is regular, very distant sounds. Abdomen soft, obese, non-tender. No enlarged liver or spleen. Extremities, there's no peripheral edema. Her toes are purplish color, but the capillary refill is brisk on the left, 2 seconds, and it's 3 seconds on the right. Fetal pulse is 1+ bilaterally. And all the toes are somewhat cool. No ulcerations or lesions or rashes are noted on the lower extremities. Labs and diagnostic studies. Most recent labs were done May 19th. In addition to the creatinine levels previously listed, calcium is 8.8, sodium 139, potassium 4.7, carbon dioxide 31, magnesium 2.1, hemoglobin is 12.0 with normal white count, normal platelets. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio was done March 2nd of this year, and that is normal at 8. Urinalysis, negative blood and negative for protein. We have a kidney ultrasound done, 11/20 of 21. Right kidney is slightly smaller than normal and 9.2 centimeters. Left kidney is 10.9 centimeters. There were no calculi, masses, or hydronephrosis noted. And the cardiac catheterization with four stents placed, that was done 11-16-2021. We have a transesophageal echocardiogram done April 1st, 2022. That revealed moderately dilated borderline hypertrophy left ventricle with severely depressed systolic fraction and an ejection fraction of 15%. She had moderate mitral regurgitation and mildly dilated atria. And we have a transthoracic echocardiogram done 2/21 of 22. Ejection fraction was 25% with dilated atria, moderate mitral valve regurgitation, and moderately elevated pulmonary artery systolic pressure, and diffuse left ventricular hypokinesis. And that qualified, both tests qualified her to have internal defibrillator and pacemaker placed in April of this year. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, most likely secondary to cardiorenal syndrome. Also, the recent exposure to IV contrast, IV contrast and cardiac catheterization contrast, which her body never could recover from. We do understand that poor cardiac function leads to poor kidney function, and we believe that's the main cause of the decline in kidney function. We want her to have monthly lab studies done. She'll follow a low-salt diet and continue her daily weights and fluid restriction. She'll avoid all oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, and she's going to be rechecked by this practice in the next 3 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.